Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality, well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, dry skin, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing and renewing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medications or help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We want to help you change your life. We want to help you change the lives of loved ones, family members, workmates today. Call us 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, the Ingevity business, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to our conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on the Bright Side. If you want to sign up and make some money selling Ingevity products, if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, love to have you on my team. Please call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also head over to brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and check out our shopping cart, or you can click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website, brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts, pharmacistben.com, also criticalhealthnews.com. That's my blog that I'm doing with George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, or brightsideben.com. Okay, so we are talking skin health. We're talking about the skin. We're talking about the skin as representative of the entire body. The skin is an iconic structure in the body. We can easily use the bones or the muscles or the pancreas or the liver or any other organ in the body as representative, but because the skin turns over so fast and we all love skin and skin care and skin health, it makes perfect sense for us to use the skin as an iconic structure to represent the entire body. I use the skin as a diagnostic tool to assess what my patients or what I'm doing right. If my skin's breaking out or if it's dry or if it's rashy or eczema, psoriasis, something's wrong. As the eczema disappears, as the dry skin disappears, we're doing something right. And skin turns over. So because skin turns over so fast, we can use it as a kind of window to what's happening inside the body. I always look at the fingernails when somebody came into my pharmacy or when I was helping somebody with their body. I would always look at the fingernails. Fingernails are an appendage of the skin. They're not technically the skin, but they're considered to be an appendage of the skin, and the fingernails turn over even faster than other parts of the skin. So you can use the fingernails as an instant peek into what's happening inside the body. If you have spots on your fingernails are thinning. If you have any kind of fingernail problems, guaranteed, 100%, 100.00%, you're dealing with a deficiency or a digestive condition, a nutritional deficiency or a digestive condition if you've got something going on in your fingernails. Likewise with any part of the skin. Skin turns over super rapidly every 4 to 8 weeks, 4 weeks when we're younger, 8 weeks when we're older. And it also burns through nutrients very rapidly. And because to the body, the skin is not as relevant or is not as important as the internal structures of the the body will redirect nutrients in a deficiency state. If we're deficient in vitamin A or vitamin C or vitamin E, the body will redirect. It will reroute nutrients to the more significant parts of the body, the heart and the liver and the lungs, etc., and the brain, all the internal structures. That means that the skin is going to exhibit nutritional deficiencies super quickly. Now, we've been talking a lot of, we spent a lot of time, and we'll continue to spend a lot of time talking about the skin's favorite vitamins, vitamins A and C. We'll also talk about some of the skin's favorite minerals here in a little bit. Both vitamin A and vitamin C are not just important for skin. They're important for overall protection and overall structure. Vitamin C is a connective tissue vitamin. A vast majority, or 30% or so, of the body is made up of connective tissue. And the most important connective tissue is called collagen. Vitamin C deficiency disease, scurvy, is a collagen disease. Collagen breaks down. Collagen makes up not just the structure or the scaffolding or the framework of our skin. It also makes up the structure or the scaffolding or the framework of our blood vessels and our bones. That means under vitamin C deficiency, you're going to be more prone towards aneurysms and strokes and problems with the circulatory system. Under conditions of vitamin C deficiency, you're going to be dealing with bone weakness. Osteoporosis could very well be a type of scurvy. Vitamin C deficiency, like all nutritional deficiencies, occurs along a continuum. You can have major vitamin C deficiency or you can have minor vitamin C deficiency. Same with vitamin A. Vitamin A is actually a complex of vitamins. There's various forms of vitamin A. They're all called retinoids, and they're all involved in keeping the structure of the body strong. Vitamin A is a building vitamin. Vitamin A also plays an important role in helping the body handle energy, specifically sugar. There's a very important relationship between building stuff and sugar metabolism and cell growth. All of this is under the is in the purview of vitamin A. Vitamin A works with all of these elements, with sugar metabolism. Actually, there was a couple of really neat articles. There was one article that came out. I was just reading it. Where the heck did I put this thing? It's on vitamin A deficiency and diabetes. As it turns out, I don't know where I have this article. I'm just going to read it to you. All right, here you go. Role of vitamin A in type 2 diabetes biology, effects of intervention therapy in a deficient state. This is from the journal Nutrition. Just came out last week. And apparently, vitamin A is involved in, vitamin A deficiency is involved in the development of diabetes. That's very understandable because vitamin A is a growth vitamin. And you need to have sugar and you need to have energy for cells to grow. Vitamin A is required for the smooth and even division of cells. Because skin cells are growing so fast, vitamin A plays a major role in the health of the skin. Vitamin A is important for cell growth everywhere in the body. Vitamin A is actually used as chemotherapy for treating lung cancer for this very reason. Vitamin A helps stabilize energy. It helps cells grow. Interesting, two of the most significant health issues that we deal with, obesity and blood sugar control, are associated with retinoids, associated with vitamin A and vitamin A deficiency. And of course, when it comes to skin, vitamin A is a go-to vitamin for pretty much every single skin issue you can name. From acne to dry skin to dark spots to accelerated skin aging and wrinkles and fine lines. That's taken orally as well as using topically. Now, before you go out and start dosing yourself with vitamin A, and I do recommend vitamin A supplements for folks, 20,000 IU a day of vitamin A. Before you go out and start dosing yourself, though, with vitamin A, it's important to recognize that absorption of vitamin A plays a key role in making sure that you're going to be able to take advantage of your vitamin A. Vitamin A is a fatty vitamin. That means you got to have a healthy intestine, gallbladder, liver, pancreas. You got to be making enough stomach acid. All of these structures, all of these systems in the body have to be operating and firing on all cylinders if you're going to be able to absorb your vitamin A. I just finished up a video with Amanda Rideout, health coach, on fat absorption and various supplements that you could use to improve fat absorption. So you're going to want to check that out if you're on our YouTube channel. If you're not, send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and we'll set you up. It's important to take vitamin A, probably helpful to take vitamin A with your meals, especially enzyme-rich meals, especially vegetables. which contain lots of enzymes, or even just to take some ultimate enzymes with your meals and with vitamin A supplements. Use some apple cider vinegar. That will increase stomach acid as well. I personally like starting off all my meals with stomach bitters, with bitter vegetables, parsley, arugula, radishes, kale. Bitter greens and bitter vegetables have a really interesting role to play when it comes to vitamin A absorption, when it comes to all nutrient absorption, and when it comes to feeling full and satisfied after your meals. Hang tight, we'll tell you what I mean. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 at Central Time. Got a lot of archives at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, please call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And if you want to start yourself a nutritional supplement business, they can help you do that as well for a one-time $25 fee. 866-735-2470 is their number. You can also sign up right off my website, brightsideben.com. Okay, so we're talking vitamin A and skin health. Vitamin A absorption, of course, is just as important as taking vitamin A. Nutrient absorption is just as important as nutrient intake. One of the best ways to increase the absorption of vitamin A and other nutrients from foods is to start off all your meals with bitters, bitter greens. I personally like parsley. Chewing on a little bit of parsley to start your meals can stimulate digestive juices. Arugula, radish, kale. Bitter greens are nutritional powerhouses on their own. They're loaded with vitamin A, or vitamin A-like substances, I should say. Vitamin A is an animal vitamin. You're only going to find it in animal products. But retinoids and carotenes, which are similar to vitamin A, can be found in vegetables, like bitter greens. Vitamin C is in parsley and other bitter greens. Even a little vitamin K probably, too. And you'll also get lots of wonderful sun protection nutrients from your bitter greens. And they'll help you, they'll help turn on digestive juices as well. There's five main tastes. You got sweet, you got salty, you got sour, you got bitter, and you also have a taste called umami. A lot of folks haven't heard of umami. Umami is savory. Meaty chicken soup has a umami kind of flavor. Bitter is the one most of us despise. The reason why people don't like bitter flavors typically is because throughout our evolutionary history, bitter flavor was associated with poisons. Bitter flavor told us when we ate, tasted something that was bitter, we told us that it was a poisonous plant of some kind. This is a fine line, of course, between poison and medicine. And that little hit of bitter that we get from parsley or radishes or arugula can be therapeutic, at least in terms of the digestive system. You also find yourself eating less food if you start your meals off with a little arugula or dandelion root or something bitter. You'll find that you're fuller faster if you start your meals off with some digestive juice-stimulating bitters. And, of course, you'll also be absorbing your fatty nutrients more effectively because you'll be stimulating the secretion of bile. And vitamin A absorption will be increased when you start off your meals with a little bit of bitters. Vitamin A is also important. We talk about vitamin A for building things, for building the skin. Well, vitamin A is also important for skin moisturization. If you have dry skin, you have any other skincare issue, you have an internal problem. Very likely you have a digestive problem and a food problem. Even if it looks like your skincare issue is a topical problem, the likelihood that you're just dealing with a skin problem is very, very slim. It's almost impossible just to have a skin problem. Yeah, you can have some kind of contact issue if you touch something, maybe like an allergic reaction, or concrete dermatitis that construction workers get. You can actually even have a gluten reaction topically. Bakers will sometimes get gluten reactions from working with flour. But this is rare. For the most part, the vast majority of times, if you're dealing with something on the skin, you're dealing with something internal. Now, dry skin is a very, very common problem, and nothing exemplifies or demonstrates how unhealthy we are as a culture than the fact that everybody seems to have dry skin. Almost 100% of adults seem to have dry skin. The dry skin market, the moisturizer market, I should say, is a $13 billion market. Do you know that the vast majority, 25 or 26%, I think it says 26% of the skincare marketplace is driven by four main moisturizer products. The first one is Neutrogena, then Aveeno. There's another company called Rock. I consider Rock to be one of the most sneakiest, nastiest of all the skincare companies. Lies everywhere in their marketing and their advertising. At least Neutrogena and Aveeno are more honest. Any case, Rock, Clean and Clear, Aveeno, Neutrogena. Last week we spoke about Eucerin. There's Gold Bond, Cetaphil, Olay. Lots of all these different moisturizers. Why do we have so many darn moisturizers? They're all basically the same thing. Whether it's Cetaphil or Aveeno or Olay or whatever, they're all basically wax and oil and preservative and fragrance, and that's about it. The whole idea of moisturizing your skin, this old school notion of moisturizing your skin by coating it with something, where does this come from? Now, yeah, you know, you might create some kind of, you might get some relief if your skin is super duper dry and you put some oil or wax on top, but you're not going to create any changes. Good news is you're not going to spend a lot of money. Most moisturizers are pretty cheap. You only have to fork out about $10 or so to get most moisturizers. But the bad news is you're not going to do anything except cover your skin up with wax and oil, suffocate your skin, suppress your skin's chemistry. Would you ever rub a cream or an oil on any other organ of your body? Why is it that we do it so routinely with the skin? Why is it that our dermatologists and our skincare professionals recommend that we smear the stuff all over their skin? Probably because our dermatologists and, unfortunately, a lot of our skincare professionals don't really understand the skin. You've been listening to this program now for last month or so, or maybe 2 months that we've been talking about skin. You know a heck of a lot more about how to take care of your skin than your dermatologist does. That's not saying much, but we've covered all kinds of stuff here about how to take care of acne and how to take care of moisture, dry skin, how to take care of dark spots. We've covered all kinds of stuff. You can basically get a degree in skincare just from listening to this program for the last couple of months. Go back and check out the archives and then start yourself a skincare business. So last week we spoke about Eucerin. We said it's 100%, 100% water, wax, filler, preservative, nothing else. Unless you consider mineral oil to be active, you don't have any active ingredients in your Eucerin. This is scandalous. This is insulting. It's offensive. It's greedy. This corporate strategy of selling us wax and oil and telling us we've moisturized our skin exploits our tendency to confuse the product with our skin. You rub your finger on your skin, you feel product, and we think it's skin. Eucerin is the go-to moisturizing product for medical professionals and dermatologists. And we went over the ingredient deck last week. Check out the archives at brightsideben.com. We broke it down. And there's nothing in it except for wax and oil and water and preservative and a little mineral oil. Chemical peels. We haven't talked about chemical peels. Glycolic acid peels, lactic acid peels. That's a great way to stimulate collagen production, to stimulate moisture factor production, to create new soft tissue, to eliminate dark spots. Chemical peels can be very, very helpful. A lot of folks are intimidated by chemical peels, and it's understandable given the term peels. I like to think of chemical peels as rapid exfoliation. Exfoliation is the shedding of surface cells. It turns everything on. It's like an exercise for the skin. And there's lots of things you could do to make the skin look healthier, to make your skin healthier, not just to look healthier, but to make your skin healthier by applying glycolic acid, acetic acid, lactic acid. These are technically called alpha hydroxy acids on your skin. If you don't want to go to an esthetician, I recommend people go to estheticians once a month or so to have a skin peel, especially as you're getting older. But if you don't want to go, just do your own peel at home. You can do a mild peel with some red wine or vinegar. You can go get some lactic acid or glycolic acid from a pharmacy. Get a 10 or 15%. Have it neutralized down to a pH of about 3-ish or so. And you can do your own skin peels at home. I still hear unsophisticated dermatologists and even skincare professionals and clients saying they don't like peels. They don't like exfoliation. We'll talk about chemical peels tomorrow. I want to talk about something called hyaluronic acid tomorrow, and then we'll talk about a very important protein that's involved with eczema and psoriasis and dry skin as well. We'll do all that as we continue talking skin health on the...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply, and it's full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll talk about hyaluronic acids. A lot of folks have heard of hyaluronic acid if they've dabbled even a little bit in the world of skin care. But hyaluronic acid is a little misunderstood when it comes to taking care of the skin. Certainly there's hyaluronic acid is how you say that, in the skin, and it's got a very important role to play in terms of moisturization, but it's not, you can't just put the stuff right on your skin and expect to get the benefits. And I hear a lot of folks telling me or asking me about hyaluronic acid in skincare, and you can't, as important as it is, you can't just smear the stuff on the surface of the skin and expect to get the results. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking skin health on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. Time to hit the phones. Jeanette in Texas. What's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
Hey, what's up? Sure.
I've been a diabetic for quite a while.
Okay.
The background on me, I've had polio. I've had cancer.
You had polio? Did you say polio?
Polio. I had polio 2.5 years old.
Wow.
That was in 49. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I've gone through cancer.
Oh, my goodness. You're a survivor.
And I'm also diabetic.
Look at this. You're a survivor, Jeanette. You made it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nothing's
That's
getting you down.
I believe it.
How can I ask you, are you in your, you must be in 70s, I guess? How old? 70?
Not quite 70s. I'm 68.
68, okay. All right, here's the deal.
But,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. What I would like to do is get off the insulin. When I was
okay.
in, I'm a nationally certified colon hydrotherapist.
Oh, nice.
And I've also had 25 years of restoration work, a restore photograph.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
I was very, very healthy at that time, keeping control of the diabetes. Then they decided to put me on insulin. And all it did for me was to bloat me.
Well, it probably did a lot of other bad things, too. Insulin's very pro-aging stuff, and it will make you gain weight.
Yes.
And it's not a pleasant... It's
yes.
not... You know, you need insulin, obviously. Here's the deal with insulin. When your body loses
okay.
sense... Over the course of time, as we eat lots of insulin-spiking foods, foods that cause insulin secretion or stimulate insulin
uh-huh.
secretion from the pancreas, eventually cells stop listening to insulin. You know, there's a dumbing uh-huh. down or a dampening effect that occurs when something happens over and over and over again. You ever... you know, if you hear loud music or something, eventually it doesn't sound loud over time because the body kind of turns down the volume on things. And this is one
uh-huh.
of the ways the body handles stuff. And that's it happens in terms of chemistry in the body, and it happens in terms of insulin. That's called insulin resistance. All right? Insulin resistance is when cells stop listening to insulin. Under ordinary circumstances, you eat a sweet food, a sugary food. The pancreas, which, by the way, has its own taste buds, taste bud-like cells, the insulin senses elevations in sugar and it will secrete insulin into the blood, and then the insulin acts on the cells to cause cells to suck up the sugar, the glucose, from the blood. But over the course of time, as this happens over and over and over again, the pancreas is like, forget it. We were just out last hour. We were just out 10 minutes ago. We're not going to bother anymore. And eventually,
yeah.
cells stop listening to insulin. The pancreas doesn't secrete as much insulin. Actually, what happens is the cells stop listening to insulin. The pancreas keeps pumping out insulin, and cells stop listening, and the pancreas pumps out more. Eventually, insulin doesn't work as well. So what the doctors do, the medical model does, is it sticks more insulin in the body to force the cells to listen to insulin. It's like, you're not going to listen to the body's insulin. Well, we're going to pump you up with even more insulin. Eventually, you're going to start listening. Now, obviously, what ends up happening is the cells stop listening to that insulin that you stuck in your blood, and then you need more, and you keep needing more. This is the stupidity, the utter stupidity of the medical model, and while I have a lot of friends who are doctors, I find it very hard to defend them when they have these kinds of strategies. Cells stop listening to insulin, so what do? You give it more. Cells stop listening to that amount of insulin, so what do? You give it more, and you give it more, and you give it more, forgetting the fact that insulin's pro-aging. It'll make you gain weight. It'll make cells divide really rapidly. It'll increase your risks of cancer. And by the way, if you have a history of cancer, what kind of boneheaded doctor would stick more insulin in the body to somebody who already has a history of cancer? All right, long story short, how do you get off insulin? How do you reduce your intake of insulin? Well, Jeanette, you know the answer to this question. You know the answer, okay? When do you take your insulin? What did you do right before you injected yourself with insulin? When are you supposed to use your insulin?
I take my sugar first.
You have a meal, right?
Yes.
And then you have a meal.
Yes,
okay, that's when you have your insulin.
Hang
on. Listen up here. I want you to work with me, okay? So you take your insulin after you have a meal, right? So when are you not taking insulin? When you're not having a meal, right?
That's
Okay, so you answered your own question. How do you you stop eating. That's how you get off the insulin.
Did you know that is true?
I know
because
it's true.
I was 93 pounds, and what I would do would be nibbling throughout the day.
Well, you
and
don't
no
have to
insulin?
Well, you know, you haven't reached the threshold. But the point is when you reduce your intake of food, you'll be able to reduce your insulin. And when you especially reduce your intake of fast-burning sugars, you'll be able to reduce your insulin. Now, insulin's required for the metabolism of protein as well as sugar. So you're going to have to reduce all your intake of calories and reduce your intake of food. Interestingly, only fat doesn't spike insulin. Carbs will spike insulin, protein a little bit too. So coconut oil, for example, that can be very satisfying, and it's not going to have an effect on your insulin. It might have a little bit, but not a significant effect on your insulin. So use coconut oil in the middle of the day. Apple cider vinegar also can help support insulin. And, of course, there's wonderful nutritional supplements that can support insulin. Now, all your meals should end with apple cider vinegar, Jeanette, and everybody, really. And by the way, if you begin your meals with apple cider vinegar, you're going to find you're eating less food. Stomach bitters can also, we talked about stomach bitters earlier, that can also help support insulin. So stomach bitters, eating less food, coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, and then don't forget about wonderful nutritional supplements that can be used to strengthen, potentize insulin, make your insulin more potent so you don't need as much. And the Sweeties is stupendous for that. Vanadium and chromium are two of the most important nutrients for potentizing insulin. And all the B-complex is very important for potentizing insulin, especially thiamine, vitamin B1, and niacin. Now, Jeanette, if you're 68 years old, you're probably going to be deficient in vitamin B12. You might want to get some vitamin B12 shots. That will also help you help support insulin. And then there's great minerals that can strengthen insulin as well. Magnesium, super-duper important for strengthening insulin. And so is selenium. MSM sulfur may help, and we talked about vitamin A earlier, how vitamin A and diabetes are connected. Vitamin A can help support insulin. 20,000 IU of vitamin A. Make sure you take it with your digestive enzymes and your stomach bitters to make sure you're absorbing your vitamin A. I also like alpha lipoic acid for helping strengthen insulin. Also, vitamin C can help strengthen insulin. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Get on the Sweeties. Use apple cider vinegar. You might want to throw in some of the Fucoid Z or the Z Radical. That can help. And eat less food, and you'll need less insulin. How's that?
Good.
Good deal, wonderful. Jeanette. God bless you. Good luck with everything. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's move on to Harold in California. What's up, Harold? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I appreciate you for the last 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
Since I was a little kid?
Yeah, Ben, no, when you first showed up to help Dr. Wallach.
Oh, good. That was, not, you know what? That's almost
that,
that's a long time ago. Are you in Northern California? Are you in Santa Cruz, Harold?
Yes, sir. Monterey, or Salinas.
Monterey. Have we met? Have you and I met?
Yes, we have.
Okay, so hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back from our break, Harold. And I'm going to be in Santa Cruz in a couple weeks. Hopefully, we'll get to see you. I'll be in Sacramento and Santa Cruz. And don't go away, Harold. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side, talking to Harold in California. Our number is 844-236-6010, and we do have a couple lines open for you. Harold, what's going on, my friend? How can we help you?
I have a brother in the Lord that's about 88, and 6 months ago he told me that he didn't have any taste or smell.
Oh, okay.
And I then was shocked to find 6 months later he's still not, and he's deeply into AMA and VA care with other friends, and nobody's fixed Humpty Dumpty. So,
okay, well, he's definitely got some problems here. That's the least of his issues. That's the tip of the iceberg, no taste and smell. Could be a couple things. First of all, zinc deficiency will cause a lack of taste and smell, and zinc deficiency is extremely common, and everybody needs zinc. Zinc's a major building, anti-aging, skin health, immunity, pro-immunity, anti-cancer vitamin. 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate. Get them on it right away.
Okay.
Always balance out your zinc with copper. So have him take 2 to 4 milligrams of a copper chelate with his zinc picolinate. And zinc picolinate is the preferred form of zinc, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E, picolinate, as opposed to a cheapo zinc sulfate or zinc gluconate. So zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. And then with his copper. Another thing that impacts taste and smell is inflammation in the respiratory tract and in the sinuses. In order for us to taste and to smell, a big part of taste is smell. If you're clogged up in your sinuses, you're not going to be smelling, you're not going to be tasting, and that's a very good possibility that's what's happening. When I say it's the tip of the iceberg, Harold, that means there's other stuff going on in his body, and that's really what you want to focus on. You can't just focus on taste and smell any more than you can focus on the leaves of a tree if the leaves are fungal or rotting with fungus. If the leaves are rotting, you're not going to fix them by spraying something on the leaves. That's done. You got to work on the roots, and you got to work on the trees. Likewise with taste and smell. You can't work on taste and smell directly if there's other stuff going on in the body. If he's 88 years old and he's a standard American, normal person, he's got to have other things going on. I always want to, whenever I hear about lack of taste or smell, I think of inflammation, mucus or respiratory or sinus secretions clogging things up in the head. You know how when you have a cold or a sinus infection or you're stuffed up, you can't taste and you can't smell? You know what I'm
right.
talking about?
Sure.
It's the same idea. So if he has a history of food allergies, chances are pretty good that he does. A history of food intolerances, that can cause that problem. So he's going to want to work on the digestive system and, you know, standard stuff we always talk about. Food diary, eliminating problem foods, eating less food, using the Biolumin Nightly Essence, digestive enzymes with all of his meals, apple cider vinegar with all his meals, etc. If he has arthritis or an inflammatory disease or allergies, that's really good news, because then he can start working with his inflammatory issues and he'll notice that his taste and his smell improve. Does that make sense?
Yes, I didn't notice him having any, we were kind of working together on a project, and I didn't notice him have any congestive or sneezing or...
You didn't notice? You didn't?
No, I did not. I did not.
Okay, well, it may be subtle. It may be under the radar. Ask him if he has any other inflammatory issues or food intolerances or food allergies. That's what I'd be focusing on.
Uh-huh.
So zinc and copper, those are involved in taste. Zinc is involved in taste. And then the inflammatory component and the allergy component is what I'd be focusing on. If he does have other issues, that's good, because then he can work on those and his taste and the smell will improve. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't get the copper volume.
2 to 4 milligrams.
Two, four, uh-huh.
A day of a copper chelate along with 50 milligrams of zinc. Of course, the Healthy Star Pack, that goes without saying. And we talked about vitamin A earlier. Vitamin A and zinc work together as well. The whole spectrum of nutrition through the Healthy Star Pack and the Mighty 90 Nutrients, but throw in some extra zinc and throw in some extra copper and vitamin A as well.
I called Friday and I'd heard that you were talking about Biolumin
Nightly Essence. Oh, yeah, we had the formulator of the Biolumin Nightly Essence on the air.
Sounded like that would be a key helper for him.
Absolutely. Sure. Everybody needs that product. And I love the Biolumin Nightly Essence. I use it every day myself. I recommend it highly for all digestive issues and also for your brother-in-law. Got to move on, Harold. Thank you so much.
Brother in the Lord. Jesus.
What's
thank
that?
You so
oh, your brother
kindly.
In the Lord. Thank you, my friend.
Kindly.
Take care. Okay. All right. David in Texas. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side. David? Hey, David. You got to turn your radio off, David. I think we lost David. All right. I don't know where David went. David, you there?
I am here.
Okay. What's up, my friend? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fairly good. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I
sure.
listen to you quite regularly here in Austin on Texas Liberty Radio.
Awesome.
And,
thank you. Say hi to Doug Stevens.
I've got a question regarding illness I was diagnosed with recently. It's called Graves' disease.
Okay.
Autoimmune disease. I'm sure you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it. Thyroid disease. Graves' disease is very common, or relatively common. And the thyroid disease in general is common. It's part of what I call the triangle of disease. Once the thyroid gets messed up, that's when everything else starts to break down in the body. The thyroid regulates the activity of every one of the 100 trillion cells in your body. Every one of the cells in your body depends on thyroid hormone for its activity. Now, hypothyroidism, poorly functioning thyroid, low functioning thyroid, is more common than Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. But either way, you're dealing with an autoimmune problem. That means you're dealing with a food problem. Now, I said the triangle of disease. I haven't talked about that for a little bit, but there's three main points where the body breaks down, and then after that, everything else follows. So the digestive system is the first point on the triangle of disease. That begins to break down way early, pretty much as soon as we're born or even in the womb, certainly by the age of 2 or 3 for most of us, if we're subsisting on the standard American diet, our digestive system starts to break down. Once that happens, it's a quick jump to the blood sugar, or to dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, and that's the second point on the triangle of disease. And then from messed up blood sugar, or dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, dys means messed up, and glycemia, blood sugar. From digestive breakdown to dysglycemia, it's a quick jump to the thyroid. So you got, that's the triangle. Digestive, blood sugar, thyroid. If you have an autoimmune disease, and most thyroid problems are have some component of autoimmunity, guaranteed, David, you have a digestive problem. The immune system is synonymous with the digestive system for the most part. There is some immunity in the skin and a few other places in the blood, but for the most part, digestion is a synonym for immunity. Digestion equals immunity. That means, my friend, guaranteed, I'm not psychic. I'm just giving you how the body works here. I'm not psychic, Ben. I'm pharmacist, Ben. I'm telling you, you got a digestive health condition. Right, David? Do you know about it? Or do you...
I think you're probably correct. You know, I have been addressing it with probiotics and some enzymes. I was
Not successfully addressing it, although you may be doing some good with the probiotics, which I recommend, and the enzymes. But you got to figure out what you're reacting to. And the only way to do that is, number one, to see when your thyroid gets all jumpy, when you get hyperthyroid. Do you have blood pressure issues and sweating and all that kind of stuff and jitteriness?
Everything.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
notice when... All of that's all hyperthyroidism. And don't let them drug your thyroid or take out your thyroid or radiate your thyroid. That's the way the doctors treat it.
Well, that's what they're wanting to do.
Well, you tell them...
To
kill the thyroid. This is the stupidity of the model. Now, again, I don't want to blame individual doctors, although it's hard for me to understand how a human being can do this to another human being. But other than that, it's not an individual doctor problem. It is a model problem, a paradigm problem. The model says your thyroid is moving too fast, let's poison it. The medical model says the thyroid is moving too fast, let's radiate it or take it out. Oh my God, I've seen people without a thyroid. I cannot even begin to tell you how heartbreaking that is to see somebody without a thyroid because some doctor took it out because somebody was hyperthyroid. Hyperthyroidism and autoimmunity mean focus on foods. Now, when you get worse, when you have the jitteriness or the anxiety or the uncomfortable feeling, when it flares up, think about what you ate or pay attention to what you ate an hour or half an hour before. Usually it doesn't take very long for the thyroid to respond to a food. You'll find that there are foods that make the problem worse, and those are foods you need to eliminate. Do a food diary. Stay on the probiotics, the bioluminately essence, stay on the digestive enzymes, but it's extremely important that you do a food diary to see where your problems are, what your problem foods are. The next thing to do is to stabilize the blood sugar. How do you stabilize the blood sugar? You don't eat sugar. You don't eat bread. You don't eat pasta. You don't eat spaghetti. You don't eat rice. You don't eat anything that spikes up your blood sugar. Fruit juices and desserts. Get on the Sweeties. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Throw in some Z Radical and all the things we just talked about with our last caller for sugar support. And then the last step, and it's a very important step, is to calm the body down by activating the so-called parasympathetic nervous system. Deep breathing techniques. Every time you feel like your thyroid is going crazy, sit on the couch and slow deep breathing, making sure you're focusing on the exhale. That's where your body relaxes. Hot showers, hot baths, massage, Reiki, yoga, meditation, all these are great ways to slow the body down. Hope he helps you, David. Got to move on. We're just flat out of time. If we left you on hold, I apologize. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. You've been listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back tomorrow with more good health information. Have a wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. Bye for now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.